Hey, this is Demi Lovato, and you're listening to the radio station that I grew up listening to, Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Thank you, Demi.
Oh,
we love hearing you say that. She was with us back in April of last year, performing for us on the show.
I love her. Listen to this.
And who said I can't be single and have to?
Yeah.
Go get an eagle, baby. That's not me.
Let's see if Demi Lovato's got her swagger back. Hey, Demi.
Hi, how are you?
Morning.
Yeah. What are you doing?
How you doing, babe?
What are you doing?
I'm laying in bed.
Nice.
Lucky.
I just got out of rehab because you did Ryan Seacrest before you did my show.
Yeah.
I just got out of rehab.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah. I know you grew up with him. You grew up listening to him, though, so I understand. Oh, wait.
What's going on?
Yeah, see, I'm going to make her feel guilty.
No.
Demi Lovato is on. I would never do that. I would never. Where are you right now? What part of America are you in?
I'm at my house in L.A.
In L.A.
So she got up stupid early to do this.
It's like 6 in the morning.
So don't make her feel bad.
I would never.
It is 6 in the morning, but I'm laying in bed sipping on coffee and talking about music, so I pretty much have the best job ever.
Yeah, you do.
Are your little doggies laying in bed with you?
No, they're not. My dog is upstairs right now sleeping with its brother, who is my little sister's puppy, Bentley. So we have like 4 dogs now.
Awesome.
Dang.
Babysitting each other.
Yeah.
That works out.
Yeah.
Hey, Demi, we've talked about this on the show that some of us have a sensitivity about reading comments about ourselves that people write on Facebook or Twitter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you've had that sensitivity as well. We've talked about it on and off the air. But right now, I mean, you've got to be feeling better because of all these really cool people that are writing you supportive messages.
I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah. I mean, for Katy Perry to tweet you and say that your song is pure perfection and your voice is one of the best undiscovered beauties, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was really insane. I was like, first of all, I was not expecting the outpour of support from all of my friends and fellow musicians that I've worked with or either talked to or whatever, but I basically was hanging out with my friends, like literally we're having a movie night.
Wow.
And all of a sudden my friend got a tweet from another person that said, "Did you see Katy Perry's tweet to Demi?" And I was like, "No way, that's totally not true." And then I go and check her Twitter, and not only did she tweet that she was listening to my song, but she also tweeted that my voice was like pure perfection. I was like, "What? Are you kidding me? This is like a dream come true."
Hey, you could use some positive affirmation right now, right? I mean, that doesn't hurt. Knowing people support you, sometimes you have to be down a little bit to get to get people to bring you back up.
I mean, it just felt amazing, and I really, really respect Katy Perry as a singer, songwriter, everything. I think she's amazing. So I was so excited when she did that.
Now tell us about
any support that I get is amazing.
Tell us about this song, Skyscraper. Did you write this yourself?
I did not write this song.
Okay.
But when I heard it, I was like, I don't care if I wrote this or not. I have to lay my vocals on it. Like, I'm obsessed with this. I have to sing this song. And I actually recorded it like a year ago, almost exactly. And it was a very intense recording session because I was basically like doubled over in tears.
Wow.
And just pouring my heart out.
Because a year ago, only you knew what you were going through. The rest of the world did not. So they had to wonder,
exactly,
like, why is she so, why
affected
did she,
by
yeah,
this
why
song.
Is she so affected by this song? Did anybody ask you?
No, I mean, everyone goes through their own issues, and I think that's the best part about this song is no matter what issues people are going through, they can all relate to it in some way, shape, or form. Everyone has gotten torn down at some point in their life. Everyone has tried to rise above the negativity in their lives, and that's what this song is all about. So no one really asked me, and my family knew, and some of my close friends, I guess they were just like, well, it's really into this song.
It was almost like a psychic thing. It's like you, some way the universe knew all you were about to go through, and when you come out the other side, this is ready to go.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's
really
almost
cool.
Like the universe was working to get you to this point. If you believe
universe,
in that sort of thing, Demi.
It just was insane.
Yeah.
Let me play a little piece of this for people who haven't heard it. This is Demi Lovato's new song, Skyscraper. It's available now on iTunes.
You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am. Like I'm made of glass. Like I'm made of paper.
I would think that your vocal on that today sounds a lot different than your vocal on it before, because you've got even another year of the dealing with it, you know, to where you can really express that.
My voice is in a much better shape because I'm healthier now.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of wear and tear to my vocal cords because of some eating issues that I had to deal with. So I re-recorded it, actually.
So this is the re-recorded version?
My voice has changed so much, and it just was, I couldn't touch the original vocal. And I did record a version in Spanish just a few weeks ago.
Oh, shout
so
out.
We're waiting to hear when that'll come out. But it's cool. I mean, it sounds different. You can totally tell the difference in my voice. It's kind of weird.
Cool.
Do you speak Spanish? Is this something you had to learn how to do phonetically?
No, I don't speak Spanish. I can understand it a little bit, and I can read it sometimes. But for the most part, I don't speak it, and for some reason, I've just always been good or believable at singing it.
Yeah, right.
So,
does it still rhyme in Spanish? Like down and ground and stuff like that?
What did you say?
Does it still rhyme in Spanish?
I guess.
Why don't you just go ahead while we're here, Al?
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's all right.
All right.
We only have a limited time. Demi Lovato was with us with Kid Craddock in the morning after 3 months in treatment for eating disorders and for cutting. She did an amazing article with People Magazine, and I commend you for being so upfront about things that people would still try to keep secret. Even if they went to rehab, they still may not feel the need to tell what's up, but you do feel a responsibility to younger girls that have dealt with the things that you're dealing with, and you've always been true to that. So to be true to it now, you have to tell, don't you?
Right. Well, you know, when I went into treatment, whether I was ready to tell the world or not what my deepest, darkest issues were, they were coming out. And instead of taking it and thinking of it as a negative thing, I realized at that moment, hey, I'm going through this for a reason. I'm in front of millions of girls for a reason, and I need to share this with them.
Good for you.
And if I'm saving one young girl from, you know, going too far, then I'm saving her life, and that's all that matters to me. And besides, you know, holding secrets make you sick. So
secrets make you sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You told people that you got the idea to cut yourself from a television show. Is that right?
Right. And when I had seen it on TV, I just was like, wow, that's really interesting. I've never even heard of that kind of thing before. And I was so desperately seeking a way to, I guess, cope with
stress,
my depression,
anxiety, and stress,
and
everything.
Yeah, just, something in my brain clicked and was like, "Oh, this is really."
It's funny you say that a lot of times I think people think they're helping by giving you a book on an eating disorder, and instead it teaches you new tricks.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
and things like that.
Or there were websites, you know, which actually may have sparked my eating disorder.
Sure.
It definitely taught me things that were websites online that a lot of times are now being shut down, but thank God. But, you know, there were websites that pro Anna, pro Mia sites, and it just was, it's so horrible. And unfortunately, our society kind of glamorizes dieting and eating less, to where when you're growing up in this world and there's so much media nowadays, with you can access the internet on your phone, you can access, you know, everything just in the palm of your hands. It's so important to get the awareness out there that is not okay, and it's not okay to eat like that. It's not okay to self-harm. And someone has to stand up and say that.
We're talking to Demi Lovato with Kid Craddock in the morning. I got kind of a creepy message on Facebook after I announced that you were coming on. It was somebody who said, hey, Kid, can you ask her how she was able to hide it for so long?
Mm-hmm.
and it was from a young girl that was looking for tips on how to hide
it. That's what you think.
And I wrote her back, and she's like, I'm not interested in hearing, I need some suggestions for websites that are pro Anno. I'm not interested in being fixed. I just need somebody to tell me how to keep this going.
Wow.
Did you feel that yourself? Like, I have to keep this hidden, and I have to find better ways to hide it, so I'm going to look at all this stuff online?
Absolutely. And wow. It was when my older sister actually told my mom what I was doing, and then she would check the history on my computer and confront me about this. And so if you're a parent and your young daughter is losing weight or wearing long sleeves, there are signs and there are ways that you can just be more informed about the issues that your daughter or your young son may be facing. So awesome. It's really important to get the awareness out there for parents too.
Great advice.
In the place that you're in now and you look back to where you were, do you wish people may have said something to you about this if they knew what was up?
The thing is that people did say things. You know, I had my family begging for me to go get help, and I saw a therapist. I saw this, but it ultimately was not enough, and I had to go inpatient for my issues. And some people are different. Some people can just see a therapist, and some people can, have to go inpatient several different times. People are different, but for me, people said things and I wasn't going to listen because I was so sick. And it took a mental breakdown, basically, for me to realize that.
If you read the People magazine article, you'll see that Demi tried to put a Band-Aid on this. She had a life coach and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but it was really putting a Band-Aid on a much bigger wound. Yeah. I know we have to wrap up with you, Demi. It's great to talk to you and see you in a better place. And you really have put out an amazing song here.
Yeah.
And the song is out, but you're going to have a whole album that comes out, too, pretty soon, right?
Yes, very soon. I'm actually finishing that up right now, and we're getting ready to hopefully release a date for when it'll be out. But I wanted to thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to me. It's always so amazing to talk to you guys. I really do love you guys.
Thanks.
Aww. We love you, Demi. And I want you to sing some happy songs now that you got the skyscraper out of your system.
Oh, don't worry. Look forward to much, much lighter songs after this.
I have no problem with it.
I gotta have some happy.
And I hope that I don't expect it's true, but I hope you got the messages that I sent to your sister and your mom and stuff all throughout your period in rehab. We were thinking about you the whole time.
And that's why I said I love you guys so much because, kid, I think of you like family. I've known you for so long.
I feel the same way. You're like, I have a daughter and you're older than her, but you've been like a daughter since the day you come up here in your little outfit to sing outside when you were 10 years old. So you have a special place with us.
Well, I love all of you guys. Thank you for having me. It's so good to hear your voices.
We're rooting for you, Demi. Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate the time.
Much
Thank
love,
you.
Baby.
Come see you soon.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Demi Lovato, Kid Craddock in the morning.
You can take everything I have. You can break everything.
I asked her once when she was here. So stupid and ignorant of me.
Yeah.
I noticed that she had these marks on her wrist, and I'm like, hey, what's that? And she goes, oh, I wear those rubber band things. I had to stop wearing them. But in fact, she was wearing the rubber band bracelets to hide the scars on her wrist. Now, I know if you're a parent, you're like, you find out your daughter has been cutting herself. And that's a generational thing that we just don't get at all.
Yeah.
Like, who would think that's a good idea? But it truly is a anxiety and stress solution that makes sense to some people who are in a very bad place. So you do have to look for that. Bulimia, too. That's why her voice was shot from all the bulimia. Anyway, I'm fighting every day to be healthy. And she said, I know I'll always have a problem. I know I'm going to have a daily battle for the rest of my life because of these problems. So
I guess it's like even cutting is like being an addict, a drug addict. In other words, you're always an addict.
Well, I think one of the similarities is I've heard cutters say that they can't wait when something really stresses them out. If they're at work or at school or whatever, they just can't wait to get to a quiet place all by themselves and get out their sharp object and cut themselves till they bleed because that's control. They can control that.
And they feel a release.
And it's a release,
I hear a lot of people say
When all we feel from that would be pain.
Yeah.
Ow. What do that for?
Yeah.
So check out Demi Lovato's new single. It's called Skyscraper. It's available now on iTunes.
Craddock in the morning.